welcome to Justified with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I have four kidneys.
And welcome to the show.
How I have four kidneys.
It was a great start to the show, I thought.
It always takes a while to get going, because they're setting up a new... It's like a filler... It's not a filler episode. It's a setup episode.
Well, the first episodes of Justified always seem to be a lot of setup.
Right. Except for the pilot... People, I read some people, they struggle with the pilot. I was sold 5 minutes into it. The opening scene of Justified where he's...
Well, again, the opening scene for Justified is fantastic, sucks you in. But then again, it then set up the rest of the episode.
Yeah, because it also sets up the name of the show.
Yeah.
It was Justified.
He's Justified.
He was Justified cheating. Hey, did you see...
Cheating's Justified.
You see our good friend Tim on Conan O'Brien?
No, I didn't.
Did you not see that?
No, is it good?
Oh my God, he's funny.
Here, so this is what threw me off kind of initially. This isn't related to the show, but they did a tribute for the author.
Right.
Justified and many other books. And he had the crazy long hair.
Right.
And I was like, he's going to have that crappy hair because I don't like it. Well, no, I don't think anybody likes it.
If you don't like it, then he ain't going to do it.
But, and then on the show, he had the short hair. I was like, did he cut his hair for the show or is he wearing some type of like wig or something?
There's no way he's wearing a wig.
But it doesn't make sense. How is it? The hair is long. It could, and everything else he does, he has long hair.
That could have been pre...
But you just don't grow hair that quickly.
Maybe he does. You think he's wearing a wig?
But it doesn't make sense.
Is there any way to get him on the podcast and say, hey, Tim, got two questions. The walk.
The classic Timothy Oliphant walk.
Right. The Deadwood walk.
Uh-huh.
Because if you watch Deadwood,
yeah,
you're thinking, this guy's not funny. Was he funny on Deadwood?
No.
No.
That wasn't his character.
No, his character is very...
straightforward.
Well, that's what I'm doing. It's a dead
shoot from the hip.
Shoot from the hip.
But yeah, so one of those Jay and Jack-isms. It bugged me out. I was like, where...
Okay, if he's wearing a wig, would it bug you?
Yeah, because then it's like, I kind of feel like I'm being misled.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's why he wears the cowboy hat all the time.
Yeah, maybe he like tucks the hair under the cowboy hat.
Yeah. Maybe he's had a ponytail. He's tucking
it. Because like, in the bit, like when he's saying very nice things about the author, I can't remember his name now at the top of my head, but...
It was a great tribute.
It was very nice, but he had really long hair. It looked like a lion's mane.
Looked like a hippie.
I mean, it just looked like, it was just like, it was out. It was like the 80s were bad.
Because he's an attractive man. I think you have a man crush on him?
I don't think anybody can deny he's an attractive man.
But you don't like him with... So you go up to him, hey, look, I have a man crush on you. Cut your hair.
Yeah, before we do anything.
Yeah, before we
get a haircut.
Before we become bros. Was it bromance or whatever it's called?
Bromance, whatever.
You got to cut your hair. Yeah. I can't.
You got to make some sacrifices for me, man.
I'm going out. I'm going out.
My body is a temple.
Yeah.
And you can't. You gotta be able to match that.
Yeah, because you gotta look good. If you're gonna be seen with me, you gotta look good. I can't be out there with your moppy hair. Of course, I couldn't go up to someone like that because he'd be looking at me like, look, you're criticizing anybody's hair. Exactly. I would get that right back because I don't have hair.
So you would settle, essentially.
I would say I would have to settle because I don't have a choice. I don't have hair.
But at least you could say you don't see me with like the Gallagher look going on.
I could do that, couldn't I? Because I could have the Gallagher look.
You could. It's not that you don't grow hair. You grow plenty around the back.
My hair grows. The sad thing is my hair grows like a weed. It grows fast because your mom shaves my hair. She goes, I just shave. It just grows. It just doesn't grow in certain spots.
Yeah.
It's dead there. It's everything's dead.
Uh-huh. Deadwood.
It is. They are getting close to finding. They keep teasing you. Oh, we got something that grows hair. It'll be out in 15, 20 years. Whatever.
Get the hair transplant.
I looked at that. And I go. Your mom goes, why would you want that? I go, well, why wouldn't I want hair?
Yeah.
You can't go to the beach.
Be like Joey Lawrence with his hair transplant.
Yeah, exactly. He had a hair transplant.
It doesn't look natural. That's why. It looks like for one, he had that period where he just shaved his head, which doesn't make sense. Like, you're a good looking guy. We have to shave your head like that. And then it was this just kind of weird, misshapen, short hair stuff.
It's like when Andre Agassi shaved his head. Like, why would he shave his head? We found out he was wearing a wig. Well, there's another guy who was wearing a wig the whole time. I think it's coming full circle.
Timothy
here.
Oliphant, you gotta be real, man. Don't trick me.
But he must be friends with Conan the way they were talking.
Oh yeah.
Well, he was saying something about he goes about his. They showed his picture in college, and he's like this, and And Andy Rickner's had him. I won't repeat the joke, but it was pretty funny. And he was saying, well, when we go out, we hang out. And he goes, I'm still, because he was saying about his wife. I met my wife in college, still trying to figure out your deal. Your wife, you, because she's pretty good looking. She's attractive. Your wife's attractive. And I don't get you. Maybe you're funny at home. I don't know. it was just funny. It was. If you haven't seen it, I think someone put it on our Facebook page under the Justified thread. But he's a tremendous actor.
Absolutely.
The Elephant. So yeah, and I only guess two more seasons we're getting at Justified.
This that and makes next. Sense.
Yeah,
because it's to me like all the seasons have been quality, and I think you can only do it for so long. So just same thing with Breaking Bad. End it.
Right.
End it on a
that's
good
a new
note.
Trend. You know, the Lost maybe kind of started it. Say, mm-hmm. You don't want to go on too long. Hey, we don't want to go on too long.
Yeah.
We're done. We can only have so many Nikki and Paolo characters.
But it was a 7 episode, but I really enjoyed it. Like, it brought the characters back, brought you right back into the action. I definitely enjoyed what I saw.
You know, it was funny. I was going to watch the final episodes, but we were watching actually, your mom watched it. I fell asleep because I'd been up all.
I didn't rewatch either, so it was a look because when did we finish watching it? Several months ago.
Right.
And I was like, that's right. That happened.
Yeah, I forgot she was in jail. That's right. She's in jail. How did I forget that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
She took the rap for the murder.
Took the rap. Well, it was she did it.
I know. So he could have.
He could have, but as we see, he ain't doing it.
Mm-mm.
Ain't doing it, Dewey Crow. Ain't going to do it.
All right, what do you say we get into our Justified recap?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go. Justified recap! Justified recap! Justified recap! All right, it's Justified recap time, and the episode title, A Murder of Crows. I was a little bit worried. Oh, no. Is it Dewey Crow's undoing it?
Dewey Crow going to die in this one?
But to the contrary, we start with the trial of Dewey Crow and recounting all of the atrocities that Raylan Givens has done to Dewey Crow.
Here's what I don't like. A guy like Dewey Crow has done nothing but commit crimes his whole life.
Yep.
He's not a... You kind of like him because he's Dewey Crow.
He's kind of like the village idiot.
Right. You kind of... But should we the taxpayers be giving him $300,000?
No, I agree.
I mean, yeah, sure, you got to.
But you believe it though because of the kind of bureaucracy.
Oh yeah, it does happen. Yeah. That's the problem. It does happen. But I would rather give it to someone else who's probably more deserving.
So the settlement was originally $20,000.
$20,000.
They bring up all these charges, and then he's like, "It'll be $300,000." Like, you're telling me I went through all this?
He said $300.
Yeah,
and he goes.
You tell me I did all this for $300?
No, you imbecile. $300,000. Dewey Crow has reached... The problem with Dewey Crow, though, he'll waste all that money.
Oh, yeah. I'll be gone before you know it. Yeah, we see later. It's pretty much going to be gone before.
Well, he buys a nice pool.
Pool or pond?
Pond.
Pond would be good for you. We then go to Boyd Crowder and Ava in jail, and they're talking strategy on how to get her out.
Right. Tells the lawyer to put on some headphones and turn up to 10.
Like that was like, I feel bad for the lawyer. He's kind of like, just go over there, play in the corner. Here, I'll give you some crayons.
Right.
Go and draw, make pictures.
Give you an iPad. Be like you're going to a restaurant.
Yes. So they're trying to do this deal, and Boyd goes to the bridge, the famous bridge that we had in the first
episode.
Well,
they did say, he goes, we can get anybody but Judge Bishop. Mm-hmm. Getting Judge Bishop because he has no family.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
So Boyd is at the bridge, and the Detroit drug
Does it have a name? Does it have a...
I don't know. They use that bridge a lot. That was in the first episode,
right? I think it's in every episode.
Yeah,
every season. Yeah.
The Detroit drug dealers come, and they say, "Give us the money first before we give you the thing."
Isn't that Detroit Mafia?
Detroit Mafia, correct. And they give them the money, but then I think Boyd realizes that something's not right here. He actually has a sharpshooter off there, and actually shoots one of the guys.
It's not Boyd's first rodeo.
And Boyd finds out if there's anybody else and kills that guy. And I was like, oh, this is pretty violent. Boyd's in a killing mood. So then he goes to the other side, kind of tells him, hey, you're it. You know, just come out quietly. We won't hurt you. And then he shoots out of there and hits his ear.
Right. Which was a running joke for the rest of the episode.
Yes, it was. And they open up, and there is no drugs in the truck.
Well, I like how Boyd would say, he gets offended when people think they're country hicks.
Yeah.
And that's what you thought you were going to come down here and with no drugs and just rob us? You think that was going to happen before he shot him?
Yeah.
He takes his, his his heritage.
Well, seriously. I like Boyd is very, he's very intelligent.
Right. He is. He's a smart guy.
Don't expect that from
no.
him.
Well, they think he's a country bumpkin.
Yeah. So he calls Wynn Duffy to tell him that we're going to Detroit. we go to commercial break. We come back to a boat. Looks like in Florida somewhere. And two men come to give money for a sugar deal. I was thinking this was like cocaine or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it was actually sugar. And one of them is a Dilly Crow.
Dilly Crow, yeah.
In relation to the Crow family. And the guy that they're bringing it to, who is a Coast Guard, he just keeps mocking Dilly Crow because he spent half of the $100,000 they owe him.
Well, he stutters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually push Dilly too far, and they're there with Elvis, the gentleman from Cuba.
Not the Elvis Presley.
Not the.
I think people were getting confused.
A little bit.
Because they're like twins.
But then he kills the Coast Guard.
Right.
Which is not a good thing.
Well, Dilly shoots him, then Elvis finishes off.
Yeah. So then we go to Raylan, who is assigned to find Dilly Crow.
You got to be careful with these names. Dilly, Dewey, Dilly, Danny.
Daryl. He wants him to go to Florida because one, that's where Winona is and his daughter.
So well, they're all trying to get him. They're all trying to get him to see his daughter.
Yep. But he says no. I can just go talk to Dewey, find out the information we had without him.
He goes, "You're forgetting we have a crow right here, our own crow right here."
Yeah. So, he goes to Dewey Crow, who is now the owner of the brothel, and has a nice pool with some naked ladies.
Yeah, you have to. It's justified. You got to have some naked ladies in there.
Well, I was like, God, I can't wait till 10 o'clock. It's so late. I'm tired. I was like, oh, that's why it's on at 10 o'clock. We have some nudity, semi-nudity, brief nudity.
Well, they're playing Marco Polo.
Yeah.
And you can't play it with clothes on. You can't.
So he asks the girls to leave, and he has Dewey Crow come out in the buff. And he gets to get his robe, and he sees that there is a gun there.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not mine. He pulls that's Dewey inscribed on
that's
it.
A common name. That's why you got to like Dewey.
Yeah.
You got to like the guy. Yep. Like, I thought he died when he had his four kidneys taken out.
Yeah.
I said, don't kill off Dewey. No, you can't kill off Dewey. I don't think he'd be good every week.
No.
But he's a good character like every other week like or every third week. Yeah, recurring character. Yeah, you got to have Dewey.
So he tries to get information about his cousin, but he's not going to get anything.
He says those crows are the worst.
Yeah.
The Florida crows are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
He's afraid of them.
So as he leaves... Raylan shoots his pool.
Now I was spoiling this one because that was a commercial they kept showing during the football games.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why I knew Dewey Crow was coming back.
Gotcha. Gotcha. We then go to Miami, Florida, and he is going to work with Todd Packer or Greg Sutter.
Right.
Who
plays a almost completely different character. It's like nothing you've ever seen him in before. Like Anchorman or Todd Packer. This guy is like, wow, he's kind of subtle and he's kind of kind of got some heart.
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, acting.
Yeah. It was wow, who would have thought?
You don't have to say that he's not acting or anything, but just like, you know, an actual...
It's a different character for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't hate him.
So they're off to get Dilly Crow for sugar trading. So I was like, oh, so it's actually sugar. There you go. But they use it for cheap, you know, dollar store candy and stuff like that. Can you tell the difference? You're a candy junkie.
As long as it's sweet, I don't care. As long as it's not that fake sugar. Don't be trying to push that fake sugar on me.
Mm-hmm. You can tell.
I'll shoot you like I'm quicker than Raylan Gibbons. Shoot me with the cheap sugar
or knife you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a crow. So they bring Dilly and Elvis bring the body to the Crow stronghold. With
I know the name just. I don't know which is funnier, Dilly or Dewey.
Say it three times fast.
Dilly Dewey. Well, wrong show. Can't keep saying that.
So Daryl Jr., who's kind of the smart one of the crows, it seems like you're the leader, is upset, Dilly is told to get rid of it. Take it to the Haitian.
Right. Take it to the Haitian.
It's always like if you're gonna get rid of a body, it's like always take it to the Haitian.
Yeah.
Or in Deadwood, what was it? Take it to the to Chinaman.
Right.
There's always just like some guy that's great at being a body of some type of animal.
And Deadwood, he had a pig.
Yep.
It had pigs. And this one, he has alligators. Mm-hmm. As gators.
Gators.
As we like to say in the South.
Uh-huh.
Deep South. I say gators. I don't say alligator anymore.
North Carolina is not the Deep South.
No, when I go down a little further. When I was in South Carolina, all of a sudden I started saying gator. Got some Gators down here.
We then go to Detroit, and Wynn and Crowder meet with someone as they get ready to meet with who is ever in charge of the Detroit Mafia.
Now, it was the funniest line when he said, Boyd's never been out of Kentucky. He goes, well, I was in Iraq.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like it's kind of like Detroit, but you have better music.
Yeah.
He had some great lines.
Yes, he did. We then go back to Raylan and Greg Sutter, and they arrive at the Haitians place. They press him to get them know where the Crowders are, to find out where Daryl Jr. is. So as he leaves, the Haitian calls Daryl.
Was that a real alligator, or is that just computer?
No, that was CGI. The one that jumped up and got the chicken.
I said, that's pretty cool.
Cool. The poor thing's going to be dead because it's
I've watched the show Swamp People.
Oh, yeah, they hunt.
They hunt gators. Well, they do it. They do it for, and they're not just putting them up on a thing. I mean, would I do it? No, but I can't frown on people. As long as they're doing it to make money, and they're doing it to long to eat. I mean, it is what it is. But I said, "Wow, that was pretty cool." I go, "How long did it take to get that take?" All right, come here. Got the chicken right here.
We think back.
Well, it's just like Shamu,
mm-hmm.
right? You can train Shamu to come up and kiss you.
Mm-hmm. So back to Detroit, they go up to meet, is it Sammy?
Sammy, yeah.
And they're a man with a chainsaw is there, and they're dealing with these Canadians.
Yeah.
So he's going to chop him up, and then once Sammy does come up, Sammy looks stressed. Sammy looks lost.
Well, that's what you do with all Canadians, mm-hmm. right? Chainsaw?
No? Like Canadians. And...
Hey, without them, we wouldn't have maple syrup, am I right?
That's true. That's true.
I don't know if that's true or not.
What's the assistant's name? I wrote it down here.
I did not write his name down.
It'll pop up somewhere in here. So, anywho, he's there and he tells him, you know, Sonny comes out and actually shoots Sonny in the back of the head.
No, shoots Sammy.
I'm sorry, Sammy.
And it just sprays. Sammy. I mean, I've never been in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want someone's brains and blood all over me.
This is graphic for a TV show because the other guy is shot in the head and blew out all over the place.
Yeah, but he's just like, boom! And you see Wynn Duffy because he's worried about his Botox. And then you have a boy that just duck. It's like, I can't imagine having someone's blood and brains all over me.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to be that graphic, but that's what the show is.
I think it's Mr. Picker is the guy. But the Canadians, they owe the Canadians $1 million. And they said, do you give us this money and we'll kill him? Then we're kind of even.
Right.
But poor boy, just like, I just want my drugs. Like, he's just, you see this, his whole journey. Just, I just want
the drugs. Well, he's got that. He's got the Ava situation going on.
Yeah.
He's trying to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
He's a working man.
Yep.
Give the guy a break.
Yep. Raylan and Greg are at a restaurant waiting to find out where Daryl is. I'm saying, is this going to happen? I don't think so. But this whole time, Greg is kind of talking about, you know, his daughter and
right.
his own daughters and kind of right. like his own experience.
How long you been married? How, you know.
It's kind of the under arcing, not over, but under, just the story kind of going under everything is that his daughter's born, but he's still separate from Winona.
And he tells a story about being in Kansas, mm-hmm. Kansas City, and not being able to see his daughters. And, you know, it's the worst part. Well, it was later on, I guess, he said that.
We can say it now. It's just
But he was like, the hardest thing was leaving them on the weekends. And sometimes he felt he'd prefer to stay at work
than have to.
Yeah, and you know Raylan, he doesn't. You can never tell what's in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to play poker with this guy. He just doesn't show much emotion, and you got to wonder too. Is that a lot from his upbringing? Because he obviously had no relationship with his dad. Mm-hmm. He wasn't close with dad. Maybe he's worried that his daughter won't like him.
Yep.
Or maybe he's worried that, you know, Wino's in. They're in Florida. He's in Kentucky. The separation thing, mm-hmm. you're gone. Who knows?
Maybe if you just like try to build a relationship with Winona, she wouldn't be living in Florida.
Yeah, how did she end up in Florida?
I think she was following someone there.
Is that what we found out?
Get the joke.
Oh. That's a side splitter. That just stabbed me, right? That got me right here.
Stabbed me in the gut, right?
Stabbed me in the gut with that one. Spoiler alert.
So then we go back to Detroit.
I didn't get it at first. I apologize. Yeah, it's like, okay. Who was she following?
Who's at home? She's currently on a show called The Following.
Well, maybe.
As far as it seems right now, she still is.
if it's up to her, the actress, I think she wants to switch.
Don't blame her.
She's in The Wire. She's not. She's in The Shield also for a few episodes.
So we go back to Detroit, and they meet with the Canadians. And you know they're willing to do like one last deal, but that's
well,
it.
First we got to talk about these donuts.
Yeah, Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons donuts. And that's in Wayne's World, isn't it? No, which movie is it in?
I don't know. There is that donut place, but I don't think it's Tim Hortons.
No, but
maybe it is. It's a hockey player thing.
Yeah, but they're not in Canada, in Wayne's World.
Aurora.
I remember a movie. I remember maybe it's just a famous thing because I knew all about it.
I thought it was pretty funny. The Canadians, as I think it was, isn't it Will Sasso and the other guy? He's from
News Radio.
Yep, and. Kids in the Hall, I think. Famous.
Yeah, Kids in the Hall.
I mean, two well-known Canadians. Right. So I thought that was pretty cool.
The other one was in Blink, My Dad Says.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Picker says they've lost a Canadian connection, has a Mexican connection for
right.
drugs. So
and boy just like channel. Shaking his head.
So then we go to Daryl. Daryl's sister comes to the restaurant. Actually, I forgot to say that before because we started talking about the thing.
Wendy.
Wendy. Is his lawyer, meets with Raylan, willing to give up Elvis.
Right.
So Daryl and his sister argue about what to do. So they decide to send Elvis to go get the money that they're going to buy him out with, but essentially they want to kind of give him up.
Right.
They're
looking to get Daryl's looking to get his freedom.
Yep. So they pat him down for guns or some type of weapon. He says, no, I don't have it. And we're not taking your car, you're taking her car. But at that point, I was like, I probably threw the gun in
right.
her car. So they tell Raylan what's going on. So then Raylan and them go after to where the Elvis is going to be. And Dilly's, you know, kind of there like almost a bit of, have you seen Of Mice and Men or read Of Mice and Men?
Yeah, I know the story.
So basically Daryl mercy kills Dilly.
I thought Godfather too.
Yeah.
I go, oh, he Fredo'd him.
Mm-hmm. But you feel bad.
Did I feel bad? I didn't really have a connection with Dilly.
No. Feel bad for Fredo, though.
Well, Fredo, yeah. You care about, and you actually feel bad for Michael in that. Because I didn't feel bad for Daryl. I was like, I don't think Daryl really cared. Was it Danny that killed him? It was
yes,
Danny, right?
Danny, yep.
I felt bad for Danny because Danny looked like he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so Danny Crow is Danny Crow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had to kill him, where his brothers went, and Dilly.
You broke him my heart.
You broke So, the worst part was he didn't give him a kiss first, though.
Mm-hmm.
He broke my heart.
Elvis has gun in the car, so I think things are not going to go as well as they plan.
Right.
So we're going to do it. Raylan and Greg Sutter arrive at the hotel. They bust down the door, but no one is there.
Quick question, though, yes. on Daryl's part. Would you send your sister
no.
with that guy?
No.
Even if he didn't have a gun,
no.
he could have overpowered her at any
yep.
time?
No.
I'm not liking this Daryl guy.
No, he's not. I mean, that wasn't a very smart move.
No.
Put him in there, another person, and then somebody in the back seat.
Right. You don't send her alone.
Yeah. Bad move. Bad move. That was a Kevin Bacon in The Following move.
It was. Wynonna was like going, I wouldn't go in there. Something bad's going to happen.
Don't call him.
No, don't call him.
Don't call him. It'll take forever.
They take the long way. They go GPS.
It's only 10 minutes. It's 37 minutes.
I can't go over the speed limit. I'll get a ticket.
Wendy smashes the car
right.
and runs away.
Which was a good move. It was a Breaking Bad move.
And tells Raylan that Elvis is headed for Cuba.
Right.
So they get to Elvis, who's trying to go on this little raft and go away. Raylan shoots holes in the...
I knew that was coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you had to. So he gives two options. You know, one... You try and swim your way to Cuba, or two, you come in with us. But then Elvis decides to say, well, there's a third option, starts taking out his gun, and then we have Greg and...
Okay, now was it Seth Bullock or Wild Bill that killed him?
Well, considering the sheer amount of... I mean, it was like, bam, 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 both of them. I was like, well, I guess they really...
And neither one of them blinked.
No.
Like, yeah, I do this for a living. I get to kill people.
So Raylan shoots and kills him. We then get back to Daryl, and Raylan tells him what's going on and updates him.
Family. Got to keep the family together.
Yep. So Raylan and Greg drive off, and that's when he tells the story.
I did like the line where he was talking about, you know, Danny took it kind of hard, but you know, Danny took it all right, but Dilly took it kind of hard, and they show the alligator.
Yeah.
So he's been he fed his brother to the alligator.
We're led to believe.
I'm assuming that happened.
So then,
the Haitian was there. So
the Haitian was there. Well, as they drive away, the Haitian, you know, says, "Well, what's next? There's nothing left here." And he asks about Dewey because.
Don't you have a cousin Dewey in Kentucky?
Mm-hmm. They just got $300,000.
Because I was a little worried during this episode. I go, oh, wait, they're not going to make this all in Florida. We're going to lose all the main characters we like so much.
But again, it's those first episodes always set up something.
Right. So I'm like going, oh, come on. No, because I knew that some of the actors were going to be there full time. I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm going to like this. Wynonna's mm-hmm. in Florida. They're going to be in Florida. He's going to transfer. Boo. But it all worked out.
Yeah.
So they made me happy.
We then go to Boyd. Who is upset that things fell through to help Ava. So I think they got the judge that they didn't want to get.
Right. Once he heard his bishop, he knew it was bad.
Yep. So then Raylan has a Skype chat with Wynonna, and while he was in the state and could see his daughter, chose not to.
He even had,
not even told Wynonna.
He even had a James jersey and a Wade jersey, and he didn't bring the pajamas, baby things.
So how stupid is Raylan, scale of 1 to 10?
It's going to be bad if she finds out, and I'm sure she'll find out that he was there. He's digging himself a bigger hole. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to sound southern here. He's going to dig himself a bigger hole by, but you don't know what's going through his head. Maybe he feels he can't. I don't know. I don't know what's going in his head. Who knows with Raylan?
True.
I was kind of shocked that they showed her that they showed her and showed the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking. You know, you got to spend time with. Even she said, you got to spend time. You got to hold her. Get some connection with her.
He's afraid to have that connection because of the tough relationship he had with his father.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
I think it is what it is.
So then Boyd meets with Mr. Paxson.
Can I say one more thing too?
Yeah.
Going to the first pilot episode, she says that when he says something about being angry, and she kind of went on and laughs. You're the most angriest guy I know.
Yeah.
So maybe he's worried that he won't treat the baby right. Mm-hmm. There could be. There's a lot of things. This wasn't just something. That's why I like this show. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just something out of the blue. Well, I can see Raylan having problems with a commitment with the child. Yeah.
It matches his character. It's not out of character.
It's not out of character. It's like some shows you go, what? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And they go, okay. Kind of like we always say, lazy writing. Mm-hmm. This is not lazy writing. This is his character. He's got issues. I think deep down he's a good guy, but he has issues.
Yep, absolutely. So Boyd meets with Mr. Paxson, and he offers him $300,000 to help bribe the judge.
We see his wife first.
We do. She's very attractive.
Yeah.
Not that I noticed.
And she's not from around here.
No.
Not that I noticed.
It's Latvia, right, I think?
Yeah. Lafayette.
So Paxson asks him to beg. Remember, this guy doesn't like Boyd again.
No.
He thinks he's better than him. He thinks this guy's low class. He doesn't belong.
Well, it's been going on for
a
while.
Mm-hmm. So ask him to beg. Boyd does, showing how desperate he is. And then he's just like, no, I'm not going to give it to you. Yet any time you could put yourself there and get Ava.
Well, he goes, this is what we're going to do. You're going to go and say that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, see?
You'll get off scot-free.
You'll get off scot-free. And he goes, see, you won't even do it. I knew that. And
for your white trash wife and da 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 da. And I think Boyd just the rage just comes inside and.
But it's funny he didn't take the deal.
No, he didn't.
Could get his wife up, but he wouldn't take the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's old Boyd. Mm-hmm. Does he truly love Ava? Wouldn't you go to jail for your wife?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It depends. Like if she really killed somebody, I'd be like, yeah, sorry, wife, you can't dig your own grave on this one.
Told you not to shoot him.
Yeah.
Or do a better job of hiding him. Do what I tell you to do.
As you told us kids, like, when I was a kid, you know, I'd do stuff that was wrong, but I wouldn't let you find out.
I wouldn't put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I still think they should have just left the body down there. Well, you're going to trust a prostitute over me?
Yeah.
She's crazy. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone that route.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because once you have the body,
mm-hmm.
you have the body. It's hard to go. I didn't.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to hide the body if you weren't guilty of something?
So Boyd kills him, and the Latvian wife walks in, and he says, you know, again, two options. You know, I could either make this a double homicide burglary, or you can say this was somebody else. And
I give you the same amount of money. Yep. I offered him, which was $100,000.
Yep, not $300,000.
Not $300,000.
And she takes that deal. But she was like, how can I? She's like, well, you have two choices. You either do that or the other, and that's just it. So he chooses to leave her there, which I thought was interesting.
Right. He's trusting her.
Yeah. And then she, you know, does go to him. She's a doctor to try and save him. Do you think he's dead? They kind of left it a little bit
open.
She
goes, she goes, can I help you? Or how can I help you? She said something.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows?
Or if she's, because he did say that she's the one that gets the bodies ready for put them in the coffins.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what she was saying when she said, can I help? I'm here to help you. Or
yeah.
I didn't write it down, so I can't remember exactly what she said. But is that what she meant? I'm going to put you in the coffin?
I don't know.
At this
that.
Point, he's got to be dead.
Yeah.
He's got to be dead. Bernard's dead.
Poor Bernard.
Yeah. You see my line on Facebook?
No, what'd you say?
It's his karma for working for Dharma.
But overall, I thought it was a good setup episode. I think, I liked it. Everything was, it's a good character show. You love the character.
It has mystery. It has things that, like I said, makes you think. And it's not poorly written.
Mm-mm.
It's well written.
Yep. So very good episode. So if you'd like to give us a call, give us feedback about it, talk about the show, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
It's
206-309-0311.
Calling time with questions, comments, and or theories. Let's get to, what are we calling?
We're calling it the Dewey Crow theory of the week.
Dewey Crow.
Because what's worse, crackpot theory is basically a Dewey Crow theory, right?
Kind of, to a degree.
Yeah.
So there you go, Dewey Crow theory of the week. Here we go.
Okay, you know, I said earlier, I like Dewey Crow.
Like Dewey Crow.
I gotta like Dewey Crow. He's not someone I'd hang out. I wouldn't hang out with a Dewey Crow.
No.
He's got that criminal element. But I gotta say this. I think this is the end. I think Dewey Crow dies this year.
Really?
I think they're gonna kill off Dewey Crow.
That's kind of sad.
It is sad. And I'd like to see
you're
Dewey
killing
Crow.
The namesake of the Justified podcast of Jay and Jack's.
Crackpot Dewey Crow. Dewey Crow theory of the week. Yeah, I think Dewey Crow dies.
Oh, okay.
I hope I'm wrong because it doesn't happen often.
Mm-hmm.
Because these theories are usually spot on.
It's weird, and this is the first podcast where you are intentionally putting on a Southern accent for, I think, everything you're saying.
He can't help but do it. He can't help but do it because he's got Dewey Crow. I told you that's what you're, if you do something, my wife and I, if we do something stupid, way to go, Dewey Crow. We call it Dewey Crow. We don't say you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. We say you're Dewey Crow. It's just wrong because you can't call someone an idiot. That's just wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But if I say, hey.
Like I've never been called that as a kid.
Well, that was before we had Dewey Crow. If you're growing up now, it'd be, Dewey Crow, what are you doing there? You Dewey Crows, you got your sisters. You're Dewey and Crow it. Don't Dewey Crow it. Don't Dewey Crow it.
Oh, man.
But that's my Dewey Crow theory. Because let's be honest, I'm 100% so far on Dewey Crows. I've yet to be wrong.
It's true.
On the Dewey Crow theories of the week.
So Dewey Crow, dead by this season.
This season, he'll be dead. 13 episodes, he'll be dead by the final episode.
All right. Well, there
and that's
you go.
My Dewey Crow theory. I'm sticking to it.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's Justify with Jay and Jack. If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311. Calling time with your questions, comments, and or theories. Also, give us join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group.
Do we have an email for this?
Jay and Jack at Gmail.
Don't just send it to the Lost Podcast.
At gmail.com. And then join our Facebook group. We have all sorts of TV show discussions. This is one of several new podcasts we'll be doing for the current winter spring TV season. We also be doing a Sherlock podcast, which will be three episodes for the new season. Jack is trying to stay spoiler free till they air in the US.
I'm trying. It's
I've already watched the British ones.
You've already watched all three or two?
There's been two so far.
So
very good.
So maybe I should just watch them if we're not going to talk about theories or something. That's the thing I didn't want to talk. So I always try to get your mom and I watch Downton.
But I'm not big on theorizing the show. I don't know.
Because I know your mom. I
well, okay. So you've seen Sherlock now. What did you think of series two finale?
It was good.
I thought it was amazing.
Well, it left. If I had to wait, how long would it take film? How did it take?
I mean, it was 2 years. I mean, we watched that finale over a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, see, that would tick me off. I don't want to spoil anyone who hadn't seen it.
Uh-huh.
That would tick me like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Because, like, there's no way. Come on. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, good. I go, wait, we're podcasting about it. I don't want to watch it. But now that you've already cheated.
I never said I was going to wait.
Well, I just assume we're going to wait. You're like your mom, because she wants to do
this. But it's not like I've somehow gotten ahead of it. The people in London have already, England, Britain.
But that's what I tried to tell your mom. I said, only problem with doing Downton Abbey is we can't theorize on it because I've already seen the whole mm-hmm. season, but now we're watching it on Masterpiece Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't theorize on it. Mm-hmm. People, I go, well, you know, well, maybe there's things going to happen. So, but if you've already watched it, then I might as well watch it. Yeah, what's the point of this? What's the point of waiting?
I
thought we were waiting.
Well, I never agree to this waiting.
Way to go, Dewey Crow.
It's good, though.
It's a great show. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic show. Benedict Arnold is amazing.
Isn't he? He's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I think people don't give Martin Freeman enough credit.
No,
Watson's very good.
No, he gets over.
Chemistry is fantastic.
Well, he gets overshadowed.
He does. But their chemistry is fantastic. I think it's what makes a lot of it.
It is. What's what makes any show is the mm-hmm. chemistry between the actors, and it is great. Mm-hmm. I still like my favorite episode. I think is the season finale of season one.
Yeah, it's good.
That one just is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole episode was just. Mm-hmm. I was on the edge of my seat, but I was laying in bed watching it.
What was interesting is because we watched season one with Colleen's dad because he's like Sherlock Holmes. But he didn't like the season finale of series one because he thought it was too hard to follow.
Really?
The only thing I think of is because it's British accent, so it's kind of hard to hear if you're not kind of used to them. But I loved the season one. But I thought even series two finale was even better just because it was kind of the culmination of season one and season
two. No, it was great. But maybe because I watched them all boom, boom, boom. I watched all six in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what. And maybe I understand it because I watch Downton Abbey. I watch I'm watching more and more British TV. Ripper Street.
Yeah.
Copper had some. I don't know what. Be honest, but I had no idea what was going on there, but with the accents and stuff like that. But it was. I'm just kidding. But it's a great show. I'm glad I watched it. Luther. That's the other show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Luther. And.
Did you notice in
right away,
Mr. Banks?
Right away. I went to your mom. I go, which. And I hated doing it because it was in a theater. I go,
yeah.
What show is she in?
I did the same thing.
She goes, oh, I can't remember. You got to tell me. I go, no. So I wait about 2 minutes. I go, figure it out yet? She goes, no. I go, Luther.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. We'll see you guys next week. Hope you enjoy Justify with Jay and Jack. And until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.